91X News.
It's 14 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Ludwig Chapman. The head of the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police says there will be not one overall approach on how law enforcement handles the challenges of legal pot among officers. Adam Palmer told a news conference today in Vancouver, individual police services have to decide what rules they want for their officers using dope.
Some police services are taking a zero-tolerance approach. Others are opting for established time frames between consumption and active duty. And finally, others are using fit-for-duty policies that state that employees shall not be under the influence while showing up for work and must remain fit for duty during the course of their duties.
Palmer also said the association will support any extra federal measures to keep cannabis products out of the hands of the black market. An Ontario public awareness campaign highlighting the rules around cannabis use and the dangers associated with the drugs is set to kick off on Tuesday, a day before the recreational pot is legalized across the country. Attorney General Caroline Maroney says the ad campaign will focus on social responsibility and will not promote cannabis use. The first phase of the campaign will run until the end of the year. Maroney says it will focus on answering questions the government that heard most often during its consultations on its marijuana legalization. The advertisements will run in traditional media as well as on digital and social channels to reach a younger audience. Marijuana becomes legal across Canada on Wednesday. The Manitoba government says it's considering expanding its ban on smoking cannabis in public places to also include consumption of edible products. Justice Minister Cliff Cullen says the government is currently considering a change and a decision could come soon. He says he heard concerns from groups such as Mothers Against Drug Driving.
They raised the same concern that people were making their own product at home or purchasing. And quite frankly, they were over-consuming and ended up in the hospital.
Some other provinces have said they will ban all forms of pot consumption in public spaces when recreational cannabis becomes legal on Wednesday. Manitoba's law so far is specific to smoking or vaping. A Bank of Canada poll suggests companies are optimistic about the year ahead financially. Lori Paris of the Canadian Press has more.
The quarterly survey was conducted between mid-August and mid-September, before Canada agreed to an updated North American free trade deal that has alleviated some of the economic uncertainty. The bank's poll of senior managers from about 100 firms found overall business sentiment in Canada was running at near record levels. After a strong year for the economy, the findings suggest most companies predict even faster sales growth over the next 12 months, although some firms expect their momentum to be limited by labor shortages, competition, and regulation. From the Canadian Press, I'm Lori Paris.
Internal government documents say more than 1 million jobs could be lost to the coming boom in automated vehicles, with ripple effects far beyond the likeliest professions. A federal presentation predicts automation could kill some 500,000 transportation jobs, from truck drivers to subway operators to taxi drivers and even carrier services. The Employment and Social Development Canada document suggests over 600,000 more jobs will also be in risk, including parking attendants, auto body repair workers, and even police and emergency workers. The 2017 presentation, obtained by the Canadian Press, notes difficulties in retraining some of these workers, a problem that the federal Liberals hope to overcome. 5 days after Hurricane Michael struck, a large part of Florida is still suffering. More than 190,000 homes and businesses in Florida are still without electricity, along with 100,000 in Georgia. U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Brock Long says there will be many challenges as Florida recovers from the storm.
The hardest mission is going to be not just life-sustaining, getting thousands of people out of shelters into more suitable living conditions, but ultimately there's going to be a tough long-term housing mission that lies ahead that's going to take many months.
Long says many, if not all, of the 17 deaths caused by the storm could have been avoidable if the residents had obeyed evacuation orders. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has spoken to the King of Saudi Arabia. Trump says King Salman denies any knowledge of what happened to the Saudi journalist who disappeared after visiting Turkey. Trump told reporters as he departed the White House en route to Florida that the Saudi government may not have been responsible.
It sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon.
Turkish officials say they fear a Saudi hit team killed a journalist who has been missing for nearly 2 weeks. British Prime Minister Theresa May's spokesman says Brexit talks are stuck because the European Union continues to insist on the possibility of custom borders down the Irish Sea. The border issue remains the chief obstacle to the divorce agreement. High-level talks yesterday failed to produce a breakthrough. Darren Smith, a hospital worker from London, says he regrets voting to leave.
I wish I voted to stay, to be honest with you. I think my vote was a waste of a vote, to be honest with you. So I think we're in big trouble in Europe, really.
May's spokesman says the British government is still confident of striking a deal this fall, before Britain leaves the EU on March 29th. Doctors in England will be able to write prescriptions for cooking classes and walking groups by 2023, as part of the government's effort to combat loneliness. Zaria Shackley has more.
Prime Minister Theresa May describes loneliness as one of the greatest public health challenges of our time, saying it's linked with a range of illnesses including heart disease, stroke and Alzheimer's disease. The government says around 200,000 older people across the country haven't had a conversation with a friend or relative in more than a month. The government's anti-loneliness strategy calls for social prescribing, which will allow doctors to recommend group activities such as cooking classes, walking groups and art clubs instead of medication. Zaria Shackley, London.
You could own one of the white suits worn by the late Colonel Sanders of fried chicken fame. Warren Levinson has a story.
Dick Miller, who was Harlan Sanders' driver for the last several decades of the fried chicken icon's life, has put some of his signature items up for sale, including a white suit and matching Stetson hat the Colonel gave him. Miller drove Sanders and his wife Claudia for years. Sanders died in 1980, his widow in 1997. Also up for auction, a collection of the Sanders' old credit cards and their driver's licenses, with a picture of him wearing the white goatee, the white shirt, and string tie that looks out from tens of millions of fried chicken boxes. Bidding is open online at Heritage Auctions of Dallas. The live sale is November 3rd. I'm Warren Levinson.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
It can take on many different forms. You may just shrug it off as a joke. But when it comes down to it, bullying is bullying, and it's not acceptable no matter where you stand.
Whether it's happened to you, you've seen it happen, or you were the one bullying, we've all experienced it. Now's the time to stand up and do something about it.
Take the first step. Get the resources, information, and support you need by checking out bullyingcanada.ca. Looking for sexual and gender identity? Check out PFLAG Canada online at pflagcanada.ca.
In sports, the Loyalist Romans rugby team traveled to Peterborough for a weekend event at Fleming College. The Lancers went 3-1 at this event and improved the record to 6-2. The 0-10-1 women's soccer team will be playing their final game of the season tomorrow at against St. Lawrence Vikings. They hope to finish the season on a positive note and get their first win of the season. In cross country, Loyalists had 2 top 10 finishes at the Invitational meet over the weekend at Centennial College. On the men's side, Loyalist freshman Bobby Buck was sixth in the men's 8-kilometer race. On the women's side, Sarah Law finished seventh in the 6-kilometer race. In hockey, Garrett Sparks will be in net as the Toronto Maple Leafs will host the LA Kings. Sparks will be looking to bounce back after giving up 6 goals in his first start of the season. The Montreal Canadiens will also be hosting the Detroit Red Wings. Montreal will look to make it 2 wins in a row after their shootout victory against the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Ottawa Senators will also be at home against the Dallas Stars. In baseball, Game 3 of the National League Championship Series is tonight, as the Milwaukee Brewers will be heading to L.A. to face the L.A. Dodgers. With the series tied 1-1, the Dodgers look to ride the momentum of their 4-3 victory in Game 2 of the series. Yesterday, the Boston Red Sox tied the American League Championship Series 1-1 against the Houston Astros last night with a 7-5 victory. Boston's Jackie Bradley Jr. had a strong showing with 3 RBIs. In the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers will be heading to Wisconsin to face off against the Green Bay Packers. The 49ers will be looking to end their losing streak, but it'll be difficult without their star quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, who tore his ACL a few weeks ago. The Packers are heavily favored to win tonight's contest. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, periods of rain with a high of 14. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and winds. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud and a 30% chance of rain early in the morning and a high of 11. It's 4:09. At 4:09, it's 14 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Eldridge Chapman, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 6 o'clock.